The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
The line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with
you, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe.
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm butt that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's hump day.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, look, we got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, we've been talking about self-care, so I want to get this. We got how many more days left to the end of this month? I think that every time I started this show this month, I've tried to add a little bit of self-care conversation to the show because March on the Tory Lowe Show is self-care month. I know y'all watching the basketball game, March Madness. It's also March Madness, too. It could be multiple things at once. I know it was St. Patrick's Day the other day, but it's self-care month. And this is where, before it get hot, you know, we live in the Midwest, and we about to get into the hot season. So what better time than to take care of yourself than now? So when you get in the hot season, you can look good, feel good, operate at a high level. So we doing a community cleanup April 12th. We doing a community cleanup April 12th. Once again, y'all got to register. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. But cleaning up is a part of self-care too. Cleaning yourself up. Cleaning your house up, cleaning your room up. A lot of that is a part of self-care because once you clean up, once you take a shower, once you get your room clean, once you get the house clean, you relax. A lot of times people don't understand how relaxing it is to rest in a clean environment. And I've been telling people this for years. Cleaning up is therapeutic and it helps relieve the stress. And anytime you get depressed, and if you got a lot of cluttering, things cluttering around, you can stay in a depression around clutter. But when things are clean and nice and neat, you know, it gives you that mellow feeling. It mellows you out. Like, you know, sometimes we don't want to go clean. We don't want to mop that flow. But in your back of your mind, you know you need to mop the floor. You know you need to keep your room clean. You know you need to keep the house clean. But when it's not clean, you can feel that. You can feel almost like this negative vibe from the. When you walk in places where it's a lot of trash, you can feel that the negative vibe. You know, that's why I try to tell people a cleaner community is a healthier community. Because when you go to the nice neighborhoods, and you don't see less trash, you feel safer sometimes. Sometimes you feel like, okay, this is a nice neighborhood. You automatically just judging off that it looks clean, that it's safer. That don't mean it's actually safer, but you feel more relaxed. But when you get in environments and you see a lot of trash, you see a lot of, you know, it's not well kept, you start, you know, your defense mode kick in. You start getting defensive, like, And then, you know, your awareness started to kick in, like, okay, I better keep an eye open just in case, you know, because it don't look, this place looks dirty. It looks dirty up here. You know what I mean? Or you go by somebody's house and you don't really quite relax because you see trash all over the place. If it's clothes all over the place, you really can't relax. You got to move the shirt over to sit down. DJ Brother Z, you really can't really be at ease in clutter. But cleaning up is a part of self-care. Even when you don't take a shower or when you don't, you know, handle your business like you're supposed to, you don't feel good. You don't feel fresh. You don't feel, you know, you don't feel clean. DJ Brother Z, have you ever finished cleaning your room? Was like, hey, I feel all right.
No, my room's a disaster.
Oh, wow. That explains a lot. But DJ Brother Z, when you talk about cleaning up, many times a lot of people take ownership after they clean something. Like they don't want nobody to come in and destroy it. I remember when I first started doing community cleanups, and the strategy was to get in the neighborhoods and try to connect with people by servitude, connecting with them, talking to them. Who lives over here? How y'all doing? Like, without having to engage in mistrust. Don't nobody have mistrust when you picking up paper. They just sitting there watching you. They may be like, well, I wonder what he picking up the paper. They was probably wondering why I was out there in their front yard trying to pick up the paper. But really, it was my way to introduce myself to say, how you doing without... It's probably the most less offensive way to meet somebody. Like, I was knocking on people's doors early in the morning. And my community, I'm going to tell y'all, it was so much mistrust that when I knocked on the door, because you got to let people know you out there in the yard. Because if they feel like you're on trespassing or something, something could happen. You know, unexpected. You might be cleaning up the yard, somebody might think you're trying to sneak around the house or break in the house so something may happen. So I always used to knock on the door. Hey, my name is Tory Lowe. I'm doing a cleanup today, and I'm just asking your permission to be around your property. I'm going to clean up a little bit. And then they'll start looking out the window. Like, you know, is he serious? Like, you know, is he finna really clean my yard? And then all of a sudden, they would allow the kids. All of a sudden, I'd be cleaning up, and then some kids would come outside. Some older kids would come outside with trash bags, and then they would start helping. So they started, the community, when I looked up, when I first started, it was like they was kind of like, I don't know what's going on here. But then after a while, the whole community was coming outside just to clean. They was like, I guess it's cleaning time. So they would have the kids come out. The whole neighborhood would get clean, and we would have fun. The corner store would give all the kids juices and stuff like that. And right then, right there, we effectively made change in their environment. Because now, I'm telling you, it's a lot of communities, a lot of neighborhoods where kids have not seen their community clean. They probably have seen their house clean. The parents probably clean the house. They probably got chores. But when they go outside, they haven't, a lot of places around here, you know, and y'all seen the places, the most littered places in the city. A lot of these kids didn't see their community just with no paper, no trash, no nothing. So when they got finished cleaning the neighborhood, it looked like a brand new neighborhood to them. One little kid was like, wow, look at that. And I noticed that. This kid had never seen his block clean. And they was outside playing and having fun, and all of everybody was outside. And it was just powerful. It's just powerful. And I'll tell you this. I got to know everybody. I got to talk to everybody. I got to meet the families in a way where it was in a servitude manner, where you weren't asking for money or trying to get them to move around and do something that ain't going to work out or nothing. You just, all we're doing is making change, immediate change right here on the block today. It was powerful, DJ Brother Z. And now we got the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, where the community can get involved. April 12th, go to Truth Community Cleanup. .com to register, and those that register for the last location, y'all get lunch after that, courtesy of Cousin Subs. So let's continue to do what we can. Cleaning up is definitely something that helps relieve the stress. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel like accomplished. It's a, you know, this is your environment. This is where you at It makes you feel like you have accomplished, a clean environment makes you feel accomplished in so many different ways. You can think straight now. It gives you that ability to be creative. Those that know what I'm talking about, y'all understand what I'm trying to say. You know, it gives you the power to have clarity. That's what cleaning up does. A lot of y'all can't think straight because y'all house nasty. And then the house clean, but a lot of y'all don't feel safe because the neighborhood nasty. You know, when you go around people that live in nice neighborhoods, they got the grill out. They got the patio furniture outside in the back. They love being out in the neighborhood. They love to enjoy their neighborhood. Some of y'all ain't fully enjoying y'all neighborhood. Some of y'all just living on the block. Y'all not fully enjoying being on the block where y'all feel safe outside. And then when you outside, you got to be on guard, on defense. But the emotional benefits of cleaning up, it increases the sense of control. Cleaning up gives you a sense of control over your environment, which can help you feel at ease. If everything is nice and neat, feeling at ease. Encourages mindfulness. Cleaning up requires focus and attention to detail, promoting mindfulness and presence. It's powerful, DJ Brother Z. We're going to have a great time. I encourage you to get the kids out April 12th. Get the families out. Get your church out. Get your organization out. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com and let's be outside and work to make sure that we do our part to keep the city clean. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Turn my headphones up. Nothing gonna stop me now. Nothing, baby. I'm here now. We here. It's your world. Yeah. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Federal Environment Agency is now involved in the Milwaukee Public School lead crisis. Understand they said lead crisis. A lot of y'all, when I come into the studio and a lot of y'all be harassing a lot of the other radio hosts about what I say on the show, I open up the lines all the time. So y'all could definitely call the Tory Lowe Show and give me what y'all, you know, we got the lines open, you know what I mean? So, you know, stop trying to weasel y'all way out on other shows and just call in and talk to your boy. I mean, the thing is, they saying this is a lead crisis, and a lot of people, they don't want to admit that we living in a lead crisis. But here in the title, right here, Federal Environmental Agency now involved in Milwaukee Public School lead what? Crisis. Okay? Y'all, see, this is where mental health is important. Mental health, y'all got to tap in. Y'all cannot ignore. Some of y'all living in a world where it's not really based on really trying to make a difference or get no results. It's resultless work. I mean, it may be some stuff for the individual, but it's not for the group. Y'all do not help nobody. Because anybody in their right frame of mind, everything I said on this show have came to pass. Everything I said on this show, is you can look it up and see that it's happening. But they're saying that this is a lead crisis. And I've been telling people to get their kids tested since this show started. Federal Environmental Agency is now involved in the Milwaukee Public School lead what? Crisis. You know what? When they say what a crisis is, they saying it's a crisis. Hey, well, we got some video if you watch it, 1017 The Truth, as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
Down to a TMJ4 exclusive on the MPS lead crisis. A federal agency has joined the investigation of lead in schools.
Jenna Ray has been working the story. She joins us live at the desk with more on what you've been able to learn.
Andre and Steve, we now have confirmation that the Environmental Protection Agency is taking part in investigating the lead crisis inside Milwaukee Public Schools. An EPA spokesperson says as recently as this week, federal inspectors have been inside those buildings to perform visual lead paint and asbestos inspections. In addition to the EPA being involved, we're also learning the state health department has been assisting in this investigation. We're told EPA inspectors are, quote, providing technical assistance to the Milwaukee Health Department during its investigation of other Milwaukee public schools with similar ages, exposure patterns, and deteriorating lead-based paint. A spokesperson for the EPA says they've met with local and state health departments to discuss previous inspections done at MPS buildings. Now, moving forward, the EPA will work with the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, another federal agency, to provide enforcement and compliance assistance.
So, Jenna, what can the EPA bring to the table here that the city health department can't?
It's definitely another level of inspection that we're seeing. The EPA's function is enforcement, and one of those functions is enforcement, I should say, specifically enforcement for businesses and entities that are not complying with federal environmental laws. The EPA can provide notices of violations, but in most circumstances, we're told that the agency prefers a cooperative approach, like working with local and state agencies to clean up the situation like they're doing here with MPS.
All right, good information, Jenna.
Hey, they trying to make sure, because this ain't the first time. I've been telling folks, this ain't the first time this didn't happen. Like, I've been on this rodeo before, but I've never seen that this agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, I've never seen them come through. So this is a little bit of a twist. This is a little bit of a twist that I'm seeing, because now they're going through and seeing why are we continuing to probably have this conversation at a high level and kids are falling in the cracks, the mismanagement. Kids falling in the cracks, getting lead poisoned. And I'll tell you right now, if y'all got little nieces and nephews and kids in MPS, go get them tested. Go get them tested. Go get them tested for lead poisoning. Go get them tested. I've been telling y'all, it's a crisis going on, and it's being mismanaged. They can't even fill out the paperwork for the football team. They not even paying the coaches. So you think that they handling something of this magnitude, something serious? You think they handling something serious, right? They can't even make sure that the kids make it to the playoffs with the paperwork. That's all I'm saying. They can't even make sure they getting the state funded. They can't even take care of the paperwork. You think that they on top of this? Okay. And it's not MPS. It's daycares. And make sure that the daycare you're taking your kids to got a filter water system or a way to make sure that the kid is not drinking from the lead laterals. And at home, make sure that you got something that can filter the sink. That's what we can do right now. That's what we can do right now. It's a lot going on, but we got to stand strong. And we can't ignore that now MPS got the Environmental Protection Agency roaming through the city right now. They calling it a crisis. But when I said it was a crisis, it fell on deaf ears. I guess they got to come in and tell you. I guess you got to listen to what folks tell you all the time to recognize there's something going on. When I've been saying this the whole time, telling y'all to make sure that y'all checking these kids out, make it. Then a lot of people were good on other shows, and I'm hearing people saying this and that about what I'm saying on the show, because they always trying to go and undermine what I'm saying to help the people in this community. A lot of people try to undermine my whole journey of helping folks. They've been trying to undermine it because it go against what they doing, which is nothing. All right. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth, powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snide. Another tough night for Giannis and the Bucks as they fall to Golden State on the road, 104-93. After the game, head coach Doc Rivers speaking on the issues facing his team.
We don't have the right space, and the ball's not moving. We're not attacking. We're not getting to the paint. I got a whole list, you know, but we got to do it, and I got to get them to do it. That's my job.
The loss drops the Bucks to an overall record of 38-30 as they get set to travel out to L.A. on Thursday night to face off with the Lakers. To the NFL, where the Green Bay Packers have signed wide receiver Mecole Hardman to a one-year deal. And lastly, we'll head over to baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers fall into Seattle in spring training, this one by a final score of 9-3. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
They asked me where the roof ain't seen. Yesterday when I woke up, I ate lobster. Say she wanna drink my keys. Foster. Everything I do is real big. Colossal. Everything I do is real. Colossal. Everything I do is real. Colossal. Louis bag, Prada bag, body bag, kind of sad. Smoke some gas, pour a drink, try to laugh.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin. It is amazing. And we got Milwaukee's own Wave Chappelle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Artist. Ambassador.
Yep.
Phenom.
Facts.
In the studio. Hey, what's happening in?
Man, what it is, man. What's the word, man? I'm family up here. I'm an honorary member, man. It feels good to be back.
That's real.
Of course. You definitely honorary. You keep kicking them freestyles like that. Hey, you can keep coming back.
Hey, you know that.
All the time. With another fresh rhyme.
I hear you.
I think he freestyled. I don't know if we got a better freestyle on the... I mean,
wait. I know what you're doing right there, Tory.
Go and, right ahead. Help me out.
Well, okay. Look. I'll set it up like this because ultimately, one of the reasons Wave Chappelle is up here is because he just came back from South by Southwest.
That's a fact. Yeah.
And now, not a lot of artists get a chance to experience South by Southwest Wave. So, can you elaborate? Tell us what this South by Southwest that 2025 was like.
Man, it was first and foremost, man, it was super dope. Shout out to all the artists that, you know, pulled up and rocked out. We had a special showcase for a Wisconsin artist called the Wisconsin House.
Okay, dope.
So shout out to Jason from the Cooperage.
Yeah.
My guy Nylex Nile was on there, Social Sig, the Keystones, Scam Likely, Joey Turbo. It was super dope, though. So South by Southwest as a whole was fire because this time around, I feel like it's geared towards networking, you know what I'm saying? And you can really get out there and meet some people that can assist you with your journey as an artist. And even in the tech space, too, like if you're in the tech or films or music, you know, it was real dope. And to be an artist from Milwaukee out there representing, you know what I mean, it's always special. Shout out DJ Brother Z, too, for coming out there and rocking out with me, too, man. It was real dope. We did 5 shows in 3 days, you know what I'm saying? So
hard work.
Yeah, you know, out there really putting in the groundwork.
It's sounding powerful now.
Yeah.
Now, so I went out to South by Southwest a couple years ago, and you meet so many different people.
Right.
You in so much networking going on.
Yeah.
Who did you meet this year that, you know, that was a good meetup?
Man, we met plenty of people. My favorite, I ain't gonna lie. My favorite, the favorite person I met was West Side Gunn. Definitely, like, is, you know what I'm saying? He's a big artist, right? But like, it's very niche, you know what I'm saying? And what he does is very culturally impactful, you know what I'm saying? He's just like the culture, you know what I'm saying? And we went to one of his wrestling events. He has this company called Fourth Throat.
I didn't know he had a wrestling company.
Yeah, yeah. Him and Smoke Dizza own a company called Fourth Throat.
Yeah.
They had the Hardy Boys out there, Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy.
Oh, wow.
They had Zilla Fatu. I mean, even rappers was out there, like Murder Mook was out there.
Yeah.
You name it, dog. Wow. Like Maxo Cream.
Maxo Cream?
Yeah, it was a fire event, man. And I got a chance to just dap him up and you know what I mean? So that was crazy.
I know Zach had been going crazy, man. You love your wrestling.
Yeah, oh, no, that was the highlight of the week for me. Hey. Like, they had no barricades or anything.
Yeah.
Oh wow. And the day before, walking up on Zilla on the street, like, "What's up, Zilla?" Like, that's the
homie now. Like
when he remembers you, like locked in.
We didn't have him on the podcast and all of that. So like Zilla's the homie. We just ran into a lot of cool people, man. A lot of good like legendary people. So
dope. Oh, and they just walking down the street.
Yeah, bro, they chilling. Like I said, that's why South by is so powerful, because it's like no other place you could just. You got all these people
the industry.
Yeah, in one area, just. You know, chilling. Some people be chilling.
I think
chilling.
That's one of the biggest industry ideas of the year.
Oh, we did. Z just reminded me. We bumped into Yachty and Tyler, the Creator, too.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So what was it like meeting Tyler and Yachty?
I mean, it was cool. They was chilling. Like I said, they was
at South by just chilling, bro.
They was, you know, they on tour together, but I think they was there catching like an event. I forget her name. It's Mos Def daughter. She got the song. That's not my problem. She was performing.
Overrated.
I mean, that's your opinion.
That song dope, though.
It's
okay. Yeah, it's a dope song.
I think it's dope for what they got, what the kids are doing nowadays. Yeah. But I think they was there catching her set, and then we just happened to like walk out at the same time, and you know, we just bumped into him. Man, yeah. Nothing, you know, it ain't nothing, man. It's nothing.
That's dope. Look at,
bruh.
No, that's dope. Wow. You guys got a chance to be with Tyler, the Creator, Lil Yachty, and then just meet all of these dope artists. For people who have never been to a South by Southwest, what's like a little inkling that you would tell them to prepare for while they go down there? Like, do they need to get their Palm Pilot out to take numbers?
Man, I would say, man, just come in this, like, I don't know if... I'm going to say cerebral. You got to be cerebral.
Okay.
And you got to be calculated. You know what I'm saying? You got to be ready to network. That's the thing. Like,
promote, network.
Promoting, yeah. Like, when I went out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went out there with, like, these cards, right? Like, you got to have your cards ready. You got to have your business cards. You got to have your...
People using them business cards?
Yeah, you got to have your whole spiel ready, because it's like, you never know when you're going to run into the right person. Mm-hmm. And you got to talk. You got to talk. You got to be willing. You know, some people be real, like, super cool, like, too cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't go out there with that mindset, man. You got to go out there ready to be able to introduce yourself, speak to these people, let them know who you are, what you do, ask them what they do. Because again, it's like one of the biggest networking opportunities that you'll ever get, because everybody's just chilling in this one area. You know what I'm saying? So I would say definitely go out there ready to network. Two, bring your comfortable shoes. Yeah. Like, folks be trying to come out there, you know, fresh. You know, you breaking the new joints out the box. Nah, bruh. Put them dirty joints on.
Yeah.
Put the ones you be running around in, put them on, because you're going to be walking all day. All up 6th Street, all up 7th Street. You know what I'm saying?
How was that for you, though, Wave? Because you like to rock the cardigan. You know what I'm saying? Not the cardigan, but the Carhartt.
I was straight, boy. I was out there in my overalls and some New Balance, bro. I was straight. I was cool.
Yeah.
And they was loving the fit, too. They was like, oh, my God. Like, because, you know, that's like, very Midwest. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, it's very Midwest to rock.
The Carhartt?
Yeah, the rock Carhartt. Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a Midwest thing.
Yeah, so it was created in Michigan, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of Midwesterners, we wear Carhartt because it's part of our conditions, you know what I mean, and the climate up here. So, but down south, that's not really their vibe, you know, because it's usually warm. Yeah. So they like, man, what's this? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They was definitely, they was feeling
that's
it.
That's feeling the vibe.
Yeah,
feeling the way.
Yeah. Heart on my sleeve, double entendre, you know what I mean?
Well, I'll say this. I was down there at one time when the baby, before he blew.
Oh, where he had the diaper? I saw it. I didn't know who he was. I saw that too. Bruh was in the middle. But see, this is the I didn't even know who he was. Yeah.
But he was walking around with that diaper on.
Yeah, the marketing.
I was there when that happened.
It's the marketing though that's so crazy, right? Uh-huh. Bro had the street team,
yep.
Big signs in the air. He walking around with just a diaper on. Yeah. Now it sound crazy, right?
It do sound crazy.
But at South by Southwest, if you an A&R, you walk into an event, you see an artist. He creating all this ruckus because he got a diaper on. Yeah. You'll be like, hey, bro, kind of crazy, but that's good marketing.
Right.
I want to sign him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, remember I was telling you too, like Ray Shrimmer, before they blew up, they was performing No Flex Zone on a school bus.
No Flex Zone?
They was literally, I'm talking about this before the record blew up.
And they on top of the school bus.
Yeah, they on top of the school bus, driving it down 6th Street, performing No Flex Zone on top of a school bus.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You really got to find ways to stand out.
Right. And it's one of, that's why, again, South by Southwest is so important because, again, you could just make such a splash out of nowhere.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
And like I said, you got to be ready at all times. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Facts.
Plus, it's by chance because you could be coming out of a store or anywhere in that vicinity and you can meet anybody.
Facts. Mm.
So if your game ain't together, if your promotion ain't together, if your stuff ain't, you know, South by Southwest is definitely a place where you can make connections. And then if you keep coming out there mm-hmm. and they keep getting familiar with you, I learned one thing about networking is a lot of people think that somebody's just going to give them something.
Yeah.
But that's an investment. That like when they need to see you out here grinding with the industry.
Right.
If they continue to see your efforts, they're going to be like, oh, I remember. You, the next time they see you, the conversation can advance.
Mm-hmm.
So once you see somebody, that's the start of them trying to get to know you. And the only how they're going to get to know you through the industry is through the networking and where they do pop up at certain things across the country that they throw every year.
Yeah.
So if you meet this person three or four times in three different spaces, they'll be like, oh, okay, well, this guy is serious about his work.
Right. And I want to piggyback off that, too. Also, with networking, you also got to learn how to water your relationships, too. Because, you know what I mean? You can meet somebody one time, but if that's the only time that y'all speak, then you really can't even utilize. You can't utilize that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I be telling people sometimes, like, make sure you water your relationships.
Right.
Check up on these people. Don't necessarily always ask for something off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Just even like right after that interaction, maybe 2 days later, hey, what's up, man? It was dope meeting you. You know what I'm saying? Let's definitely build something small like that.
Yeah,
is like, you know what I mean. You gotta stay consistent.
Cultivate,
yeah, cultivate and stay consistent with your interactions.
What's y'all go to ways fostering those relationships? You know, after you go out to a South by Southwest or any networking event, well, how do you all foster those relationships?
You kind of want to. My thing is, I like to stay up to date with what. The people that I meet, I like to stay up to date with what they got going on.
Yeah.
How can I support? Whether it's a like, a comment, a share, or they got an event, I'm pull up if I'm in the area. You know what I'm saying? Like I make sure that I support, or at the very least, I stay up to date with what they got going on.
Gotcha.
And then you reach out here and there. You know what I mean? Whether it's to congratulate them, yo, man, I saw you did such and such, man. I just want to say congrats on that. You know?
And Instagram helps, too.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Because a lot of that sharing and liking, it helps.
Oh, yeah.
So if you got a nice fan base and they see that you actively out there, especially when you meet other artists from different areas, it's now that we got social media, Facebook, Instagram, hey, I checked your album out. I checked everything out.
Yep.
It makes it even quicker to even deliver that kind of info.
And it's organic, too. It's organic way of keeping up to date because then the flip side of that is some people just wait. They wait. And then when you need something from that person, you reach out. Oh, hey, how's it going, man? I just wanted to know if I could. You know, I'm like, man,
nah, that's not the way to go about it.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this is my first time hearing from you since I met you.
Right.
So it's like, you know, you just got to do it in an organic way.
And to me, I think that when you reach out and try to ask somebody to move something, you don't even know if they already moving something.
Yeah.
So that may not be the right time, but you don't know because you're not checking on them.
Right.
And a lot of people think that they're going to jump this line. A lot of these people got things in position already, and they already didn't put budgets behind it. So maybe you getting them at a time where they got 3-4 ideas that they need their energy to, and then if you're not really keeping up with them, you don't know that.
Yeah.
And then they're going to know that you don't know that, that you're not following and you're not paying attention.
Right.
Placement.
I call it placing when you really want to do something with somebody, build a relationship, and then hold back for a while, but build it up, because then they'll be like, okay, everything done.
Right.
I'm looking for new ideas.
Right.
That's when you start, hey, look, this is what I'm presenting.
Asking for favors.
They're going to listen to that because you've always been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, they run up on me. Hey, Tori, like, I walk out the Third Street Market Hall. I'm going to a family. And then they trying to stop me and interrupt me in the middle. I'm like, it's kind of awkward because I don't want to tell them I ain't listening to them or nothing, but I got an emergency I got to run to. So instead of them saying, hey, look, let me grab your number, they trying to give me a spill right there. And I'm like, I don't want to say or be rude, but I'd be like, look, I got to move on. But
it's all about learning how to network.
You got to know how to cultivate ideas.
I'm the type of I'll shoot I'll say what's up on the holidays, you know. I'll send them a holiday text, you know, just check up on them for the Christmas or whatever. That's how I typically network. I don't really ask for favors until it's ready, though,
for sure.
And I always, like I said, I'll never ask for favors unless I really need it, but I'll try to go first. I'm gonna show you support. I'm gonna show you a lot of support because You get what you give.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a lot of people think support is you doing something for me.
Interesting.
That is, it works two ways.
See, I feel
it's
like,
a two-way door.
Building with somebody, though, like, it's like, yo, let's work. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if you position it in a way where it's not like I'm asking you for something, but more so, hey, let's make something, let's do something that's beneficial for both of us. So, like, when I was in South By, I just met this guy that make websites, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yo, you know, one, I'm not finna off the back be like, yo, my man, like, can you make me a website? One, I'm gonna offer to pay. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But two, like, yo, how can we work together?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let's do something that's beneficial for both of us. Or even, same thing with meeting a producer. If I meet a producer down there, yo, bro, like, let's lock in. Let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it all just depends what you're looking for.
And music is powerful because you never know what combination gonna make the right, something you think that may not work.
Yeah.
I was listening to the story about how Nelly got on, and some of the songs he used, nobody wanted those songs.
Oh, facts.
You know what I mean? Some beats, people be like, nah, I'm going to pass up on that. But then when it come out, like Kanye West took the song with Jeezy. Jeezy didn't like it.
He didn't want
it.
Yeah, he didn't want
and
it.
And now that's...
That's what his
banger. That's a hit record.
Right? Yeah, that's
with Jeezy ad-libs on it.
Right.
Yeah, that's
an anthem. And he gave him the ad-libs because he didn't want the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was like, go right ahead.
Yeah, he's like, yo, let me get that.
Crazy.
Hey, it's crazy out here.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listen. Yeah. Yeah, hey, hey, yeah, I'ma make some shake. Watch the way I make a play when it comes down to this pay. Hustle got no limit, I might pull up in the tank. Do it for my baby, RIP the bank. Gon' shake like Osh, chop it up, Osh. They gon' let us through, I just walked in with all my partners. I'ma get in mode, baby, I'ma make a play when it comes down to this pay. Baby, I'ma make it shake, yeah. She got cake.
101, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show being jamming.
It's amazing.
With the Pop Culture Report, along with Wade Chappelle.
Know that.
In studio.
Here.
We got a couple things I want to discuss. I guess I'll start with the Kanye rants.
Mm.
Kanye West, somebody need to take his phone.
Hey, the sound effect. Man. Listen, I feel like the world just, if the world really feel away, if people genuinely feel away, which I don't think people, I think some people feel away for real. I don't think the majority of people honestly feel away. I think people are just, they like the entertainment of it and they like the shock to be like, oh my God, he said. But in reality, like, yo, it's like a fire that you can't stop watching. You know what I mean? Like, so, if somebody light a house on fire,
you gonna watch
are
it
people
burn.
Gonna put the fire out, or are people just gonna watch it burn?
Tory Lowe, he the hero for the people, so he finna go out and throw the water on there. You know what I'm saying?
If people really want to throw a water on the fire,
yeah,
you would ignore it.
But Kanye West isn't just no fire wave. Okay, this man, he's a whole other element all in himself, all right? Because right. Kanye West is the person right here tweeting what random thought, this random stream of consciousness, whatever it is, if he finna put it out
it's
there.
It's a random stream of consciousness.
That's what he called it. He called it a stream of consciousness.
Oh, wow. It's a stream of consciousness. This is what this man putting out here for people to digest. And then, right. and people at the end of the day are calling this marketing. Like, but is this like a guerrilla tactic of marketing? Because it seems yeah. as if, you know, the Beyoncés and the Jay-Zs or whoever catches the strays, it could be, you know, Jay-Z and Beyoncé's children.
And they
know?
Did catch the
They
definitely called it a crazy stray. It start with an R. Okay. I mean,
oh wow.
And then people be talking about their son who don't ever come out. You know, nobody ever see the pictures. But if you see the pictures, you like, damn, Kanye, you bogus.
So
all right. Oh, and wow. So this supposed to be your friend.
Here's my take on it, man.
Give me my friend.
He just, wait, like I don't mean to interrupt, but he just tweeted.
Yeah.
Cassie used to run orgies.
See. See, and that's not even far fetched.
But so here's the thing. This is what I'm saying. This is so.
You know he talking to Diddy.
I got 2 points.
From jail.
Controlled chaos, right?
Okay.
It's controlled chaos. It's something that looks crazy, but it's totally under control, mm-hmm. right? It's something that it's programmed to look like it's like it's not controlled.
It's sensational.
But he's completely in control of. And knows exactly what he's doing.
Right.
And there's a main goal to it. So I think all these tweets and all this stuff is controlled chaos. Because he goes on this rant of tweets and then he gives you music. Then he gives you a visual. So that's one. Two, I do think that there's a bigger point that he's trying to make. I don't agree with the point that he's trying to make. I don't agree with how he's trying to make the point.
What point do you think he's trying to make?
I think that the point he's trying to make is a lot of celebrity culture. And even like rappers, where there's rappers, where there's NBA players, mm-hmm. celebrities in general, it comes off like they're these rich and powerful people. I think his point is these people aren't as powerful as they come off because they're all controlled to a point, right? Yeah. If I'm an NBA player, I'm as rich and powerful as I am, I'm still controlled by my Nike deal or my shoe deal or whatever, whoever I'm.
Or Lucy and Gray.
Right. If I'm a rapper. No matter how big I am, no matter how impactful I am, I'm still controlled by whatever my deal is or whatever whoever I have contracts with. So I feel like his point is, especially now that he doesn't have any of that, he's not with Adidas, he's not on a record deal.
He's not with Shopify.
He's not with Live Nation right now. Like, he has nothing tied to him, but he's still this huge celebrity. So I think his main point is, hey, this is what it looks like when a celebrity is not under any type of control. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we should really take care of that. Like, break this all down when we do come back from a break.
Okay, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.